We can say it again and act natural.
I'm recording right now. I'm just going to go for when I started. Fuck it. Shaq's there.
Yeah. What are we doing?
Anything cast? Your mic's very... You are very quiet.
Is that better?
Yep.
Yeah. So, hey, everybody. Welcome to the DeathStoreProds.com Anything Cast. Where we talk about love hotels and other shit.
So, yeah, we said all the funny stuff before we started recording, so enjoy us being boring for another half hour.
We are not going for a half hour. Okay, so...
I'm pretty good at tangents when I'm talking about nothing. Mm-hmm.
So, I just want to run through by you guys. I know that we have our comic book podcast, but this wouldn't really fit in there anywhere. So I'm just going to ask this. So with, so post a couple weeks ago, posted the Death and Return of Superman movie in our new graveyard feature, and there's one bit in there where it talks about, like, Cyborg's, like, regular Superman, he just kind of, like, there, you know, he has short hair, then he dies, and then, well, healing coma or some bullshit, then Cyborg Superman comes back, and then Cyborg Superman's there, and then Superman comes back, but with long hair. The question is, that I'm going to put to you guys is, how does Superman cut his hair? Because going by his power set, he's indestructible. And based on everything that we've seen, his hair retains those same indestructible qualities.
He uses his baby teeth.
You know, you want to know something that's awesome? Just another reason why Superman 4 is a horrible movie is Lex Luthor needs Superman's DNA. So he goes to a museum where they have Superman's one strand of Superman's hair holding up like some 50,000-ton brick or some shit like that. And it's like, it just shows how strong his, just one of his hairs is. Mm-hmm. And he goes over with some, like, bolt cutters and cuts the hair. And it's like, what the fuck just happened? Like, how did you do that?
Yeah, so I've just been, for the last couple days, I've been thinking about this and just trying to go through, like, the mourning process of Superman. Because, you know, you gotta assume that he grows facial hair. Like, in Kingdom Come, he had a beard. So I'm just wondering, how does that work? Like, does he just, like, wake up, have his coffee... Do a quick fly by the city, and just like just get out like a Kryptonian, like a Kryptonite straight razor, just start skinning his face.
He uses sulfuric acid.
Well, I'm gonna say here it's very similar to Saiyans, pure-blooded Saiyans, that their hair never changes and can't be cut.
Yeah, but his hair does change. I've seen it change. Yeah, like when he comes back from his healing coma, he has long hair. In Kingdom Come, he has a ponytail.
So he doesn't have the first part. He just has the second part of it can't be cut. There is a sword in the Dragon Ball Z universe that can cut Saiyan hair.
Uh-huh, but how is that? Like,
sulfuric acid.
He gets Gohan to cut his hair.
So he just calls up Gohan and just, like, punches a hole in the universe? Like, hey, Gohan, need a haircut.
Exactly.
What the fuck?
See, here's the even bigger question. How does he cut his toenails?
Oh, yeah. Those would be harder to cut than his hair. And if you did cut them, like, I don't know about you guys, but, like, sometimes when I cut my toenails, like, my toenail kind of just goes kind of flying off in a direction or so.
Oh, yeah.
So
through his wall.
I have had a toenail flipping fly up and hit me in the eye.
Yeah, so just with the pressure that we needed to cut his toenail, that thing would go flying off at, like subsonic velocities. And it would probably be, like, sharp as fucking razors, so anyone caught in the path of his toenail would just get their head cut off.
I figure he actually grinds them down with an industrial diamond grindstone. Takes him about an hour.
Oh, God. Yeah, so... And also just, I watched Mallrats recently, and Superman 6. How's that work?
Smallville.
No, I don't... I'm gonna consider that. I don't consider that canon.
Okay.
Yeah, like in the Mallrats thing, and even
some... quote Smallville, but it's one thing that Smallville addresses that you don't really see getting addressed many other places. But I'm guessing the girl has to be on top.
No, like, even if she gets on top, like, the force of it. Like, to quote him, like, well, to paraphrase Mallrats, you'd be like getting a shotgun blast in the vagina.
She could always back away. Could give her a warning.
Or just finish him off from across the room with like a, just like one of those extendo arms covered in grease.
I believe like the average for a man's ejaculation is like 25 miles an hour.
Yeah, so Superman.
Superman's would be like 1,000. Yeah, like a laser beam.
Yeah, Superman's would be like Mach 2.
It wouldn't even make a sound. It just happened.
Yeah, then,
there'd be a small sonic boom following it.
Yeah, just like, and I'm done. And then all of a sudden, you hear boom when the woman just explodes. Damn it, not again. Lois, get the mop!
Oh, good God.
But yeah, like, they actually addressed this in a thing. It was in the Pro. There was one bit where like a hooker got superpowers and joined essentially the Justice League, where the Green Lantern was kind of a racist black guy, and Robin was actually just a butt buddy.
I don't know how to leave guilds.
In WoW, or...?
In anything. I'm in Star Wars, and I don't remember.
Yeah, so the Pro, she's like, they have Superman that called the Saint, and she just starts sucking him off. And then as soon as he gets off, it, like, shoots out, punches a hole through her wall, and takes the wing off an airplane. So, I consider that canon, because, you know, it actually does seem like something Superman would do. Just, like, in the actual, like, character of him. It is a kind of a broad character, but still, you know, it plays. So, that going off in Lois Lane, for how many years? How is she not dead? Just, fuck.
Very evasive.
God.
She ninja dodges.
It's like, oh shit, maybe I almost done it. Just like replacement jutsu. Just puts a lock on his dick. Oh, God.
They could use kryptonite in bed.
Kryptonite condoms.
Ah, there we go. Kryptonite condoms?
Yeah. That is so fucking...
That should be a brand name. Pay the royalties, make this happen.
Yes, DC Comics brings you kryptonite condoms. It's good enough. It's like, if it can stop the Man of Steel, it can definitely stop you.
Oh my God.
Available wherever sexual products are sold. It's like, go to your local drugstore. It's like, right, so I'll take this bottle of I'll take this bottle of dish soap, this pack of Mentos, and give me some kryptonite condoms. You know,
that has this horribly catchy ring to it.
I know.
So, welcome to the third episode of the Anything Cast Kryptonite Condoms. I think it's the alliteration.
I gotta imagine that they glow green.
Yeah. I was just thinking the same thing.
Yeah, they're glow in the dark, and they'll also poison your innards. Because they are radioactive.
No, they'll render you sterile for like 3 hours.
Ooh, yeah, you'll render it to wear a foresight
for the rest of your life.
You just put one on for like a half hour before you have sex, and then you're good to go for like 2 hours.
You
don't even have to wear condoms for sex.
No, you just walk around with a box of them in your pocket. Like, the kryptonite condom is literally just a box of kryptonite. God.
That's... Oh my God. That sounds like something... You know what? Look it up. They might even have that in Japan. I wouldn't be surprised.
They'll just have a rock you put in your pocket to sterilize you for a couple hours.
Yeah, dude, we've spent the past, like, half hour stumbling across a bunch of different Japanese love hotels. We've seen some weird shit.
Right, stumbling.
There's one on every street.
Well, we were looking for nightlife for, like, clubs and pubs and stuff.
That's not making better.
Stumbling for them is, ooh, look at ball gangs.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's like, stumbling for nightlife doesn't really make it better.
And you know what else cool that they have that I haven't seen in Canada or anywhere? They have all-you-can-drink bowling. As in, all-you-can-drink beer bowling.
Yeah, it's two games of bowling, all-you-can-eat food, all-you-can-drink beer for $50.
Including wow. Your friend.
That is...
That is a fucking deal.
I know.
I can.
We have like all night bowling here, you know, you can go at like 9 o'clock and then bowl up until like 2-3 a.m. or some shit like that. You have to buy your own beer.
Then again, it's all you can drink for Japan. They don't exactly hold a lot of liquor.
If so you got, like an
if you got a group of Canadians in there, they clean house.
Like, oh man, I would set them straight.
It's like three Canadians walk in. It's like, oh god damn it! And they just put the close sign up.
Yes, like this dude's on his fifth
between
picture.
Every frame.
Like so they just have like outside, they just have like a just like a giant truck, like a huge machine that just recycles piss and turns it back into beer.
I gotta go switch up my laundry.
Yeah, they just have.
I'll be right back.
They just have like flash fermenting.
Oh, God.
Shax, you have anything to talk about?
Wait a minute. Why is he going to do the laundry? Is it Ninja Kitty the girl?
Haven't we been over this?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm stupid for thinking realistically.
Yeah, as soon as they got in the relationship, Kitty sequestered his balls.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now she's the top.
I picture it like... I can't think of his name, but the guy in Indiana Jones that took out everyone's heart and would hold it up.
Oh yeah, the Kalima.
Yeah, and she just does that with his balls. She just reached up and took them out of the sack and then held them up.
Is it just like first date? Just Kalima, Kalima. You see them bumping, and then just like she lowers them into a pit of fire, and the balls burst into flames.
Actually. Right in the same little intersection as that one shot from Durarara is, there's this I thought it was just regular hotel, and I looked up, I found out it was a love hotel, but if you type in Hotel Palau, or whatever you pronounce it, it's P-A-L-A-U, and you go to the Flickr result. You need a picture, right? The side of the building looks fucking... amazing.
Flickr.
It looks so cool. Well, yeah. There's not really many pictures or websites.
No, just Flickr.
She just, doesn't get it.
Yeah, just hotel. Oh. Yeah, hotel plow. Flickr. sexual innuendos.
Dude, look at it. It's really cool.
At this point, I think she's just ignoring us.
Yep, pretty much. I do that.
I don't know what's happening. I'm scared. I'm just going to keep going on like things happening.
Can I get a looking for group for Mandalorian Raiders? Anyone listening right now? If you want to jump on Star Wars, go ahead. Do some flashpoints.
Oh, God. Well, this isn't going out live, so...
You shut your fucking mouth. I'll pretend.
Oh, God. Yeah, so, you guys got anything more to talk about? Because I kind of ran out of shit. Like, Superman was kind of my only thing I came into this with.
Well, I can continue on Ikebukuro if you want. Because there's actually a street. You know how there's Sunshine 60, right? Mm-hmm. That little area there, the huge tourism city inside the city thing?
Yeah.
Well, there's a city in your city. Well, yeah, it's literally the first city in a city.
Like, there's a city in your mom.
Wait, so it's a city in your... So it's a city in the city? Yoda?
Yeah. Sunshine 60 is a city in Ikebukuro. And the road that goes, like, on a diagonal that's, like, right against it, on the left-hand side, it's, like, dedicated to cosplay. And anime and everything. Like, every shop on that street is like something else.
So it's Shax's worst nightmare.
Yeah. you know what I want to see? I'm sorry, I'll wait till you're done.
Look up the store Animate. It's an 8-story anime store. Okay. 8 stories high.
Okay, let me have a look at this.
It's right beside that big blue building.
So, just... Okay.
Alright, I think I'm done waiting. I think I'm not gonna do this. This sucks, man. They need to have instances for this game. Bad.
Okay. So, looking up Animate with this award-winning, groundbreaking content that we're providing with people and shit. Yeah.
You know, what I was going to say before, what I want to see with people cosplaying, you know how the old Final Fantasy games, you'd be able to rename the characters that were that you played as or was in your team?
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see people cosplaying as those characters, but as those characters that they renamed. So instead of someone cosplaying as Cloud, I want to see someone cosplaying as Bonerface.
How would you recommend doing that, though? They could do the costume, but I wouldn't know how they'd portray the name.
They could just...
They just like, say that they're playing, hey, I'm Bonerface. If yeah. someone, like, if you and, walk up to them and be and like, hey...
Could, and you could just duct tape a dildo to their face.
Oh.
I mean, they would have to do that. Just, you know, when you walk up to them, be like, oh, dude, a sweet clown past him. And they'd be like, no, nope, I'm Bonerface.
Or you could just go around skull-fucking random women.
There you go.
Yeah, Bonerface.
Bonerface.
Hey, bitch, you knew what you signed up for.
Yeah.
I didn't sign anything.
Well, not that you know of. See, you guys anything else on?
Wow, look at all these fucking people. Not one of them could answer my fucking request for a group! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I mean, all they gotta do is look up in the corner where it says Imperial Fleet. 137 people.
And none of them are want. None of them want to play with you.
Yeah, they want to play with me. No, none of them. Because I was looking for a group for Flashpoint, and none of them. No one's looking to do that Flashpoint, and it sucks. And it's like. Dude, 137 people and not fucking three other people need to do that?
Okay, hey, Bobby's back.
Hey, Bobby's back.
And did you know Sunshine City actually has an aquarium, a museum, a planetarium, a theme park, restaurants, an observation deck, and a ton of shops in it?
Yes, I did.
Like, that is so cool. I'm so excited. I can't wait to go there.
I'm so excited.
And I just can't hide.
I just can't hide it.
I hear people quoting that constantly, and I don't know the song.
Goddamn dwarven spheres.
Give me a minute, and I should be able to find it. Who sings that song?
I have no idea. Yeah, I've been on like a real Skrillex kick lately. I've just been listening to Bangarang over and over and over again.
I just listened to Pink Floyd The Wall, the whole album, Friday. For the first time in many years, and it was so refreshing.
Did you watch it with the movie and see if it synced up?
It doesn't sync up with any movie.
That you know of.
Other than maybe Pink Floyd The Wall, the movie, but...
Well, you won't know until you've tried it with every movie, so... Coming soon, the endurance run of Shax listening to The Wall while watching every movie ever made.
I tripped on acid watching The Wall once, and I freaked out.
Wait, you were actually on acid?
Yeah, we were tripping on acid, and we were sitting there watching it, and it got to a point where I felt like the movie was going too long. It just felt like we were watching it forever. And I looked up at the clock, and the clock started ticking backwards. And I flipped out, and I was like, what the fuck's going on?
You
and
hear
like,
Nakamura.
Everyone else in the room was like, what's wrong? And I'm like, this isn't right. And like, I ran up into my bedroom and just started drawing on a pack of cigarettes.
What are you drawing?
Well, you know how... You know the Marlboro packs?
The ones with the cowboy on them or something?
No, that... Marlboro's, they... if you guys haven't seen it, it's hard to... It's
I don't know. I don't know cigarette packages.
Alright, well, the Marlboro pack, they have like a red top to them.
Mm-hmm.
And the top, and the red comes around to all four sides. But there's like a point where it turns white... and that white kind of turns into like a pyramid at the top. And so I started drawing that section as a pyramid, and then I started drawing little camels and palm trees.
So you were doing a cross, so you were doing an unintentional cross branding with Marlboro and Camel cigarettes.
It's possible, yes.
Oh God. Where did you get acid?
I got it from a friend. I don't know where he got it from.
I got it from a friend. Yes.
Yes, as cliche as that sounds.
I was like, it wasn't his, he was just holding it for a guy. I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah, I can't. I haven't done drugs of any kind in many years now. And, like, so even if I wanted to, like, I don't even know how to get drugs anymore.
Go to a high school. They have drugs there.
All right, right there. There's our song.
Okay. And my internet is being an asshole right now and is not loading. There we go. And it's not loading anymore.
It's loading what?
I got it going.
It's preload. Like, it buffers the video and shit. And my internet's kind of being a piece of shit right now.
Oh my god, I need to get this song and download it. I don't think I have it.
Oh god. Well, so this is going great. You guys think of anything else you want to talk about?
I'm so excited!
There's actually something funny I found when I was looking at one of those anime stores websites, their stock. There is character, like, for Dorarara, character perfumes. And the descriptions are hilarious for them.
Character perfumes?
I don't know if you've ever seen the video of Shizuo as the Old Spice guy. It's hilarious.
No,
but Shizuo's perfume is spicy, and that just made my day when I read that. I'm like, oh yeah.
Okay, send me the link for that stuff. I want to see this.
It's funny.
Shizuo
Old Spice.
No, not the Shizuo Old Spice one. Just like the, you said the descriptions for all the character perfumes. I want to see that.
What's the name of the shop? You should know, because it's, like, in the anime.
I think I went through ACOS.com. I believe it was ACOS.
This podcast brought to you by ACOS.com. Oh, God.
It's probably .co.j.
I can't find MIRC anymore. Did I delete it?
What is it?
Again, the award-winning, critically acclaimed commentary and content of the Anything Cast.
It's awesome.
Second to none.
There's someone out there right now knowing why I'm looking for MIRC, and they're like, oh yeah, yeah, you get that song.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm so excited! This song's awesome!
Okay, hold on, we're waiting. Manamana. You guys. Do-do-do-do-do. Manamana.
Do 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 do.
Manamana. Do 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 do. You know what? You know what? Here. I'm gonna send it to you guys.
Okay.
As soon as I figure out how to send stuff.
Okay, I get it now. The things are connected. It's anime, it's costume shop. They have like a separate shop. Holy crap.
I really feel like we should be giving someone their money back for this.
No, they should be paying us for this shit, man.
I know. Awesome. I just feel like giving money back because, you know, they took the time to wait for this podcast to download onto their iTunes and their phones and what have you, and then we just kind of sit here. We just kind of sit here while you guys, while I go manamana, while you look for a song on your thing, and then these guys.
How do I send stuff out here? I don't remember.
Either that or that.
Click the little plus thing.
Nope, go back. Uh-huh. Huh? And da-da-da! Okay, now scroll down. And perfumes, click that right there.
That?
Yep.
God, she's even got on, like, navigating through websites for her now.
Okay, now, I like this. copy and paste it into Skype and send it to
Alright, I hope you have Google Translate activated.
Or else you won't be able to read it.
Oh, I always have Google Translate activated, baby.
Alright, let's see if I can... Who sings that song?
I don't know, dude.
I didn't think about that beforehand.
I don't know what song you're talking about.
That song, the Phenomena.
There's also psychedelic version of the perfume, and like...
Okay, it's not offering to translate it. Oh, there we go, translate it in English.
Yeah, the dark purple is Salty, the light purple is Shinra, the pink is Anri, the yellow one is Kira.
Yeah,
I believe the green one is Maso. No, hang on. Mikado, sorry.
I think he can read. He translated it, so he can read it.
Yeah.
But for... Do you know roughly what yen is in Canadian?
Isn't it like 1,000 yen is like $10 or something?
Yeah, roughly.
So yeah. So these perfumes are $12 each?
Yeah, about.
Yeah, so Shinra smell. Smells like wrapped in a soft feeling of happiness gradually to express the difficulties of love.
Well, Google translations, man.
Yeah, but I'm going to be reading all of these to you. Because, fuck
it. I think the only description that made any sense from Celtis was sensual.
Well, you know, at the end of that series, she was in the bikini. Looking very sexy. Okay, so, get up.
So sexy, she's so sexy, she doesn't need a head.
She's so sexy.
Yep.
She's so sexy by the seashore.
Exactly.
Okay, so, Celtics, given the sensual appeal to you, weird Mexican symbols, there's something about feminine fragrance to feel the mysterious presence. Okay, I love this.
Henri.
Yeah, Henri. Scent of the rose, scent of gentle impressions of presence, bathing sin drifts. So, yeah, that's English. I just wonder, how does that line up? Because isn't she the chick with a demon sword?
Yes. Yes, so, she is.
So, scent of the rose, scent of gentle impression, presence, bathing sin drifts. That doesn't really jump out to me as being, yo, demon parasite sword.
Yeah, well, she hides behind an innocent exterior. What's Masaomi's like? That'll be interesting.
I haven't read that one, actually.
Okay, so, Masaomi. Yes, Masaomi. Sweet and sour flavor that nestled in the bosom, fascinating.
Yep, that's perfect.
Oh god, what the fuck is going on? Oh dear lord. Okay, so next up, Mikado. Oh boy. Like a shadow that appears and disappears behind a refreshingly fruity fragrance. Fragrance that expresses the duality in the sense of woody.
It was making so much sense.
I liked the shadow behind the fruity exterior.
Yeah, what the fuck? What the hell is going on?
I gotta read it, Shizuos.
Okay, go ahead.
You'll need to change something.
Give me a second.
Translating.
In 5, 4,
English,
3.
Rushing spicy aroma that cannot resist the charm.
I'm pretty sure it's supposed to be something like, you can't resist the charm of the spicy aroma.
Maybe just like,
spice.
Yes, sir. Or it's just like, he's dangerous, so fuck off. You know, it's like, be attracted or he'll throw a vending machine at you. It's the sensual scent of used panties and oil grease. Because that's what I assume is in Japanese vending machines. Alright, and then
Coca-Cola ones.
And then finally, Izaya. Sweet scent of citrus wrapped in intellectual sex appeal.
Actually, that makes perfect sense.
That kind of does.
Actually, it should smell like burning kerosene.
Yeah.
And melting chest pieces.
Yeah. Smell like kerosene and throwing knives. And contrary to popular belief, throwing knives do in fact smell different than the regular kitchen knives. It's got a bit more of a nutty aroma to it.
But yeah, later on there are more different, like, more kinds, but it's not as organized. There's psychedelic versions, too.
And not as funny. It's not so, not as much great inspired English. I like
some of the... The merchandise they have is really ridiculous. Like, they have socks that make your feet look like bartenders.
What?
Yeah, it's like the vest and bow tie on a white background as a sock.
So you know how people have t-shirts that do that? They have socks for that.
So your feet can be...
hipster douchebags? God, it's like... when I used to live with Punchatron, he actually had a keyboard... he actually had, like, a piano necktie t-shirt. And that was just, oh God, so hipster. And he actually had a full-on hipster costume. He had, like, this... he had on, like, a modern version of, like, one of those oldie, like, newspaper boy hats on, aviators, a big scarf, headphones that weren't plugged into anything. He was just wearing them. And that t-shirt. And oh God, he looks so much like a hipster. I wanted to punch him so hard. I wanted to punch him into the underground. Punch him so hard, he ends up in Japan. You know, which is the ultimate underground.
I wanted to punch Punchatron.
God, just fucking hipsters, man. I fucking hate hipsters.
There's also this keychain here that, like, gives off perfume. I don't really know what exactly it does. You could even send a link for it.
Is it like one of those? Yeah. Is it like one of those Glade motion sensing things where every time someone walks by you, it just like spreads the perfume on you?
No, it's one of those things that you put on cell phones, like, you know, those long straps.
Yeah, those things that they put on the cell phone, on the single version of the cell phone that everyone in Japan apparently has.
Huh?
Seriously, like, in every single anime I've seen, and every single, like, they all have the exact same cell phone, just different colors.
It's probably...
and that's why they all have the dangly things on them. You have to have something dangly off your cell phone, and you can't tell it from anybody else's.
He's like, alright, here's 7,000... right, so, hey, on my cell phone, it's a pink cell phone? Like, alright, well, we have 7,000 pink ones, what's your little dangly thing? I don't have one. Americans.
That narrows it down considerably.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know, it was like a little mouse cat thing with like a little ball. That only narrows it down to about 6,000. Okay, what else you guys got? Anything? That's what we call these things, anything, Cass. It's just me going, anything, guys?
There are Shizuo and Izaya teddy bears.
Yeah.
How do you think a hipster...
just not like them.
Do you think a hipster would need a kryptonite condom?
A hipster would not use a kryptonite condom. Although they should. All hipsters should use condoms all the time so that they don't reproduce.
Well, they don't use kryptonite condom because it was a gold kryptonite condom, because you don't really see gold kryptonite anymore. You know, as long as it was not green or blue kryptonite or red, because those got used to fucking Smallville. That was mainstream. That was kind of as mainstream as Superman got, if you can dare to call that Superman. Oh God, can we just talk about Smallville for a bit?
Yeah, that wasn't even like, I only watched an occasional episode. It wasn't even real Superman, and then they brought in this like really shitty adaptation of Green Arrow.
Yeah, I watched all 10 seasons.
Wow, I do not envy you.
As you shouldn't. But it was just... they brought so much shit for everything. Like, Cyborg? He didn't even look like a cyborg. He didn't even look like what he was wearing, it wasn't even metal. It didn't even look metal. It looked like felt. It looked like something that his mom put together for his Halloween costume. Oh yeah, and also Cyborg apparently was one of the founding members of the Justice League. So I guess they're jumping into that New 52 stuff before DC got a chance to unveil it or some bullshit. Oh God, yeah, it was so shit. Oh God. And the final fight, oh, he punched an old man to smoke. That was actually actually the final fight. Like Darkseid, he possessed Lionel Luthor, and pushed Superman away, and then Superman Scar was just stops for a second, it's like, oh shit, I'm flying. And then goes and punches him kind of lightly on the stomach, and he bursts into smoke. And then the planet goes away, and we don't even get to see him wearing the fucking costume. Lord. It was so bad. So bad. And, oh god, Hawkman looked like such shit. God. Do you guys ever actually see Hawkman from Smallville?
No.
Well, he was played by the guy who played Daniel Jackson in Stargate SG-1.
I also did not watch Stargate SG-1.
It was okay. Richard Dean Anderson was okay in it. But yeah, it was just... So he was played by that guy, and he's trying so hard to be Batman. He's even doing, the Christian Bale Batman voice the entire time he's wearing the hood. The cowl, or whatever the fuck you're gonna call it. And, oh god, he looked like such shit. He looked like the Hawkman from the Baby Ruth commercials.
Uh-huh.
It's on meme base. There's this one thing with, a really shitty-looking Hawkman just flying through, in the air, just, itty Baby Ruth looking at the camera and just kind of smiling a bit. Which isn't really Hawkman, he's more, I'm hit you with my mace. And then I'm gonna fly away. Because I'm a bird. Oh, God.
Sorry, wrong song.
This isn't available. Okay, so Shaft's trying to send us some Kanye West. Ooh, let's talk about Kanye West.
Hold on, Damon. I'm going to let you finish. That's all I got.
I figured you were going to be like, wait a minute, I'm going to finish. But Shaft's had the best topic of all time. Period. Then I walk off stage, just like drop, like then you hand the mic back to me, then I just drop it and walk off stage crying. And Shaq's just like, oh god, who let him on stage?
Yeah, the preserved bread in a can.
You're still going through that fucking store.
Yes, we're just going through the da-da-da-da merchandise.
But
yeah. There's cookies and mugs and.
In the Doodah store, they have just...
Bread in a can.
Bread. Why would you can bread?
It's because Japan.
Oh, God. It's preserved, that's fine.
They can their bread, they breed square watermelons, they let squids on the subways.
Is this a PSP cover?
I think so, yeah.
That is a da-da-da-da PSP cover.
Do they have da-da-da-da condoms? Do they have one that looks like Celtic's motorcycle?
Not.
Do they have a Celtic one that doesn't have a head?
A what?
Do they have a Celtic condom that doesn't have a head? You just get all their broken condoms, paint them black, and cut the heads off?
What's wrong with you?
I'm me. What's wrong with you? Jack, you sound quiet.
Yeah, my mic's up by my head again. I figured you don't want to hear me breathing.
But yeah, they have these cool business cards that look like the avatars from the chat room. And they give you the name. It says, my name is, and then there's a blank and you insert it there, and then my address is this, and my telephone number is this. And it's pretty cool looking, though. I gotta say. I want some. It's cool.
See, I gotta do us a business card soon.
Yeah, so for everyone out there, we're now gonna talk about our business cards. Because I guess we need them for all those highfalutin industry people we're meeting. You know, like that one guy with the thing and the words and the vibe and...
Honestly, I really could have used some at Dig.
You could just took a piece of paper and cut it into little segments and then wrote your name on it. Here's my card. This is just a piece of paper ripped out of a notebook. Or is it? Oh god.
companies to talk about them. They're going to have our logo on them. And then they're going to have contact information. If you want some, let me know. I will make some.
Oh, I want some, yeah.
Why the hell do they need a Durarara pill case? There's a pill case on the keychain.
One's for the cyanide, one's for the antidote, and the other one is for Tic Tacs.
Just don't get them confused.
Oh.
I want that watch.
Yeah, it's a watch.
Oh, God. This is getting terribly. Why don't I just end it early so I don't want to keep talking about shit?
What else were you planning on talking about?
I had no idea, but we just said, hey, let's do this thing tomorrow, and then I was like, okay.
You're like, hey, do you want to do an anything cast tomorrow?
Because you guys are just, oh, God, let's do one. I want to do one so bad, let's do it. It's like, all right, fine, we'll do it tomorrow.
I believe it was Shax who was saying stuff like that. I'm like, whatever, we'll do one.
I remember saying a sentence.
I remember you guys saying, let's do an anything cast, and I was like, all right, fine, how about tomorrow? You guys like,
well, yeah, okay, so we're doing one. What more do you want? Should we start juggling fucking chainsaws?
Yes, let's juggle chainsaws on an audio podcast.
You go ahead and do that. Look, I'm doing it right now. Whoa! Well, that was close.
Juggling very unenthusiastic cats.
Yeah.
Like, so man, I should have been like
that's juggling an electric toothbrush.
Yeah.
That's like a vibrator.
Sounds like he's holding a bug next to the thing.
No, the vibrator is like, come on,
you're
man.
Too good at that.
And he's gotta get the rotation in there too. And plus, you know, what if it's the one with the little rabbit thing on it? I'm just saying. Then you got to make two vibrating noises.
What?
What are you watching? Like,
I don't know.
Are you pretending like you don't know?
What rabbit thing?
What rabbit thing? Let's see this.
Pshaw. Like you don't know about the rabbit thing.
That's a gross.
Not really. We're talking about lady sex products. So.
Yeah. What do you mean we're gross? What?
If anything, you're gross for having these products.
You're talking about
right.
What rabbit thing? A rabbit foot.
Vibrating rabbit's foot.
Rabbit foot screws. I don't know.
Yes.
Or made of rabbit fur for texture.
It's the latest sex toy craze, rabbit whiskers.
They can now be added to your kryptonite condoms.
Yes.
Oh no.
Yeah. Just open the package, snap on, and use. Available where fine goods are sold. No, available at your local Target. God, could you imagine that? It's just like a cock ring with whiskers on it. So fucked up.
Ew, and ugh.
Okay, I guess now the kitty is fully grossed out. I guess we can call it.
Please.
Okay, yeah, we'll be doing one of these when we do another one of these. We have decided not to have a release schedule for any of these. I still want to end up doing a live one at some point. But, meh. So, as always, you can follow us on Twitter, follow the site at Destro Prods, you can follow us at DD, at Dev underscore DD Prods, at Bovion and at Fuck Shacks. We're on Facebook, Google Plus, like us on there, follow us on there. Subscribe to us on iTunes. There's a thing that was happening earlier where like, the first few issues of each podcast thing feed were taken down from iTunes, but Chase fixed that now, so all of our episodes for the next 2 billion will be up on iTunes.
And after episode 2 billion, well, I don't think anyone will give a shit.
After episode 2 billion, I think we'll be dead.
Nah. They'll discover the formula for immortality by then, and all they'll need to do is upload us to the internet, and all we need is the internet, so...
As soon as we're about to die, they just, like, stick the Matrix needle into the back of our heads and upload our brains into the internet?
We'll be just like Gladys.
I was thinking more Summer Wars. Just get in there and just get awesome avatars and then just start turning into a giant rabbit and start punching things.
What is up with you and rabbits? You have a serious problem.
Oh god. What do you have thought of that episode when Henri was running from the yellow scarves? I mean, that must have been like
suit.
A dream come true for him.
Oh, very frightened of you.
Well, if you guys want more regular anything casts, let us know on the forums, deathdoorpods.com/forum. Yeah. We have shirts and shit, deathdoorpods.com/store. Buy some of that stuff. There's a thing going on now, Bovi, isn't there?
Yeah. It's like, spend $50 and you can have a free blanket. Not one of our blankets, just a blanket.
Just any blanket?
Can it be one of our blankets?
if it's to be our blanket?
Design. If they want to add a design, they have to pay for a design.
If they want to
add a blanket, that's where they get you.
If you want to design, mail your blankets to Bobby, and he will iron one on for you.
Unfortunately, I've run out of every design except for the one that says "fuck dead man."
Okay.
So you have to. Make do with that.
Yeah, so if you want your fuck dead man blanket, send your blankets to London.
Yeah, no specific address needed. Just get it to London. I'll figure it out from there.
Yeah, just tie it to a carrier pigeon. Send the pigeon off to London. And by the way, it's a little Ontario, not London, England.
Oh, damn it. I wanted some of them to be, you know, lost that way.
No, if you send them to London, England, they will not... You will not get a fuck dead man blanket. You will get one that comes back smelling like fish, chips, and death.
Why fish and chips?
Cause,
why not like ass and Doritos?
Because that's England. They don't have Doritos.
Oh.
You know, they're more civilized. You know, they have fish, chips.
Tea.
Warm beer. Tea, yeah. Bad teeth, jewels, clocks. They might have clowns, I don't know.
And hats?
They probably have clowns.
Yep, they have bowler hats, too. Okay, yeah. So, yeah, that does it for all our stuff. See you guys next time. I'm Dead.
I'm Obi-Wan.
I'm Ninja Kitty.
I'm Shax, and she's like the wind!
What the fuck are you doing, dude?
She's like the wind!